Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, which is just so wonderful. I'm getting shivers all over. This is a week 16, day four of our home isolation. Vinny and I are taking the next couple weeks off, and we're going to rest our caution fatigue. And then we'll be back on week 19 of the home isolation. Right now, though,
From what I hear, COVID will have completely disappeared by then.
Oh.
So, right.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a really nice return to have our first, 100 stories not be about COVID.
Oh, it's going to be great, right? It'll be like, remember when?
Right. By the time we talk about it again, we'll say, remember back in the beginning of 2020? Now all of a sudden everything's way better.
Everything's fine.
Oh, yeah, I'll read some texts here in a second, but I wanted to mention this story real quick since we do have 4th of July around the corner. I know you're doing pizza for your 4th of July party.
Everybody gets their own pizza. Nobody here handles it. It's fine.
But a bunch of people were asked about the most popular side dishes that people love to eat on 4th of July, and I'm surprised by number one. I'm really surprised by
it. Side dishes? My favorite side dish is coleslaw.
Coleslaw is on the list at...
How about corn on the cob? Is that a side dish?
Corn on the cob is 5. Coleslaw is 6. Pigs in a blanket comes in at 7.
That's a
fruit
side dish.
Salad, watermelon, and potato chips are also in the top 10, but on the backside of that 10. At number one, the number one side.
Hold on. Is it just a plain old salad?
No. No, it's not.
Side dish. It can't be like French fries, can it? People don't really do those.
No, that's not on the list. Right. Here you go. Number
tortillas,
one.
Tortillas.
No.
Guacamole.
No.
All right, go ahead.
Baked beans, number
baked
one.
Baked beans, yeah.
I love baked beans. Yeah. I love beans of all kind. I'm surprised to see it at number one. In fact, what I mostly hear from people is, I can't do beans. Even people who love Mexican food will say, I can't do beans. I like, carne asada or whatever. But beans, apparently, for some people, it's like a consistency thing.
Oh.
To me, I feel like...
Mealy.
I think they're so safe. I feel comfortable with them at all times.
I love. They're kind of sweet. Like, they're soft.
Was this cooked all the way? Like, with all meat is suspect to me. Like, I'll always think, like, was it cooked properly? Was it handled correctly? But beans, safe.
Yeah.
Deviled eggs come in at number two on the...
Oh, God, I love deviled eggs.
Side dishes for 4th of July weekend. Potato salad, pasta salad, and then we get to your...
Pasta salad, sure.
Pasta salad, corn on the cob, coleslaw, pigs in a blanket, fruit salad, watermelon, and potato chips. So if you're not throwing a party this weekend...
Right. Here's the things you won't be having.
Right. All right, here are some of your texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. And you know what? We don't always get to all the texts, but we do read them all, and we do appreciate you taking the time, however much time it takes to shoot off a text or two.
Yep.
We appreciate it. 408 says, enjoy your well-deserved vacation. Y'all rock.
Thank you.
Really, Vincent, have you not seen any gamer competition? Some prizes are worth serious money and even paid sponsors. I have seen that, And I'm not against it. And for those of you who seem to think that story was somehow a negative against you, I think there's a
nerd
big...
alert.
I don't
nerd
know
alert.
Why those two things are being compared.
They're totally different, right?
It's completely different from gaming. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying
well,
that
look,
you
and I even listen to their argument that playing games, video games, is a sport of kinds. But, you know, the question was, which one takes more skill? And I would say they both take completely different skills.
Right.
Like any two sports do. I don't think you were railing on video games at all.
I wasn't. I just don't think they're comparable. But whatever. I don't have the... Good luck trying to receive any quality IT help. Hashtag gamer. I'm not against you, gamer. Relax.
Oh, that's it, Benny. You stepped in it this time.
Sheesh.
The hackers are onto you now.
Look, I play games. I kind of play games sometimes, too.
Really? Which games?
There's a driving game I can do fairly well here at the house on Xbox. I haven't touched it in over a month, but I do like it, and I do, and I will play it over vacation, I'm sure. If I can pull that kid off Minecraft. The problem is she gets off it, but then I get on and then she stays. And then she's like, I'll watch you. And then, I want to play. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, do this. Don't do that. What are you, stupid?
What is it, your line? Trapped in the house, in the house.
Bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored.
That.
Yeah. That's TikTok's line, not my line. I can't really claim that.
What a bunch of close-minded, stereotypical group over gamers. What? All right.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of jerks. Okay, boomers.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't care. I'm on vacation in about half an hour.
We played games, you know? I mean, they were there around. There were actual games. Asteroids was a game.
Sure. Pitfall. I was an awesome Pitfall player. Breakout. Pitfall. I killed Breakout.
What are you guys talking about?
You don't.
Atari. Space Invaders. Hello. Centipede.
Dots on the screen. Is that what it is?
Pac-Man. Minnie,
watch Epstein Filthy Rich on Netflix. Ghislaine Maxwell helped get the girls, but she also was molested them too. Oh. There were others involved. Ooh. I don't, 408 says that. I didn't see that show and I don't know that, but I'm glad she's been, at least she'll get her day in court.
Off with her head.
So I went tickets a while back. Oh, so I won tickets a while back with you guys for the Hella Mega Tour. Are we still going to get those for next year? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the true answer. I really don't know.
You'll have to talk to our promotions department. Why is no one talking?
Because you just said something controversial that I don't know how to answer to. And don't want no trouble as we exit.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Vinny, Madams have been doing it for years. I don't know anything about Madams. I just know that
they're like,
Ghislaine
they're like
chick.
lady pimps.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, and but some, are some they ladies. Doing it with underage? I don't know. I'm not part of that world at all.
That's good news, Vin. Stay out of it.
No, right. I just, you know what I try to do is meet a person and then talk them into liking me and then hope they like what I have to offer. Mm. And it's not a full eight. I'll tell you that right now.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh, my God.
Hey, let's all take our pants off. That story is such a bummer. God.
Don't be bummed by it. I'm telling you, that's utter BS.
The order by which they like it. 8, 9, 10, then 7. Oh, thanks. That's just great.
So you're fifth best.
11 is what?
Look at you doing math.
How dare you? Oh, and hit, you know what? And then I hit this text right in time. Enjoy your vacation, fam. You've earned it. Thanks for pressing on. Mexican listener number 37, Joe in San Jose. And then he writes, I'm 5'8". Now, I don't know if he's writing I'm 5'8 because he's actually 5'7 and rounds up and knows that he's going to catch crap on this show for that, but definitely don't round up around Sarah. She will try to make sure and call you out every time over the course of 20 years.
Look, I'm just doing my job, you know?
Right, sure. That's your job. Make sure the measurements are exactly correct.
That's right.
Right. Thank you so much.
Lying liars who lie.
Yeah, God. Yeah, sure.
I wouldn't have to call you out so much if you just told the truth for once.
You want to get to that negative COVID result now or later?
Yeah, it's negative.
Uh-huh.
It is.
So get off me.
They were supposedly, well, you look, I don't go to the doctor very much, and they had my old, the number at my old house. So I guess then they looked and found John's number.
Oh, my God. You didn't give them updated info?
I guess not. I mean, I Zoom called with my doctor.
Yeah, but you said you called them. How do they at that point not say, oh, yeah, we had your results and we've called you 20 times?
I guess that when I called them. No, she told me that the doctor had to call me to give me the results. And I guess she just assumed that. Plus, I must have called her on a landline, right? She must have been on a landline, so it wasn't like my number would pop. I don't know either. All I know is I'm negative, and thank dog for that.
I had a great neighbor who touted the importance of IRAs and 401ks when I was a teen. She got me set up with a self-directed IRA at 18. Now at 41, I'm... Oh, crap.
Rich!
I'm basically set up for retirement. And most of my friends have not contributed a dime. Nicole, get your money growing stat.
Go.
I'm actually going to work on that today.
Do it. Good. It's actually really easy to set that up. I mean, yeah, there's a little paperwork. Yeah, you actually have to put money in it. But
I'm just worried about student loans right now at the moment. So
don't worry about those. Those things, just put some money away as much as you can. I think that for a Roth IRA, you can put in $6,000 a year. And then if you're eligible for our 401k program, even though
for a Roth, it's $7,000 a year, actually. And I'm doing that as we speak. And then
I think it has to do with our age, Vinny, that we're able to put in $7,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the 401k is like 19 now, I think. And 26 if you're over 50, which I am and am doing. I'm doing
a lot of matching is on hold with a lot of companies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look, even if they don't match, you're still saving a ton of money toward your retirement. And you don't think about it now because you're a kid, you know, but you'll be really glad you did it.
It means a smaller paycheck, though.
It does. But you know what? That's you live it the level. Water seeks its own level. You'll live it.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in my bank account.
Yeah.
Hey, Vinny, you talked about selling your Snapchat stocks the other day. What trading app did you use, or do you find the app easy to... I am just a Schwab guy. Everything's done through my bank. I don't use a trading app. I don't. I know my missus uses like E-Trade or something, but I don't...
Do you call a guy?
I can do it online.
Oh,
I can
great.
Do it on the website. It's easy. Super easy.
Well, congrats on getting out. What's Snap at today?
I don't know.
Let me check.
We're gonna take a look at that real quick and just
great.
See.
You got
what,
it.
What price did you sell it at?
24.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. It's at 23.44. So,
boom.
It's down already.
Yeah, I broke a bear. I made $100 on that over the course of 4 or 5 years
of sleepless nights. Listen, you didn't lose any money.
Win.
A lot of people can't say that.
Right.
It's like $20 a year.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Ah, what a win.
Free money.
All that stressing and all the fun you made of me.
Well, you're positive, so that's all that matters.
At one point, it was down to $4. Four. I think you guys were even saying, you guys, or no, actually, I take it back. Some people were saying, oh, you just sell it now while you still can. And others were going, buy more.
Yeah.
Yeah, buy more. Buy low.
Yeah, sure.
Sell high.
Right.
I should have bought it. I don't know. I think. It didn't quite get to the number that we wanted to. We said if it hits this number, we're going to buy it. And then it didn't.
It was at 5-something, though. We were like, we should buy it when it goes down to 4, and never went there. But
damn,
missed
true.
Out.
Clute was the movie that Jane Fonda had her hair do like that in. That's why they call it the Clute.
Oh, I see.
Oh. Never seen that movie. No idea.
I want to take a look at that. I hear the clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Fonda Clute, Klute, right?
Oh, yeah.
Images.
Hi, S&V. My kids didn't like the Apple Dumpling Gang either. Try Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or Homeward Bound. He liked those.
Oh, Honey, I Shrunk the Kid is great.
Yeah, my kids were over Apple Dumpling Gang right when it started. They were already, like, finding other things to do in the room.
Were you jumping in? And
Yes. The minute I saw Don Knotts and Tim Conway, I was in. I'm like, oh, my God, I love those guys. And they try to rob the guy right there in the beginning, and they bumble the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. And then I look over, and I'm alone. And the rest of the room is, you know, I'm just like, all right.
Did you sit and watch it? Did you stay?
No, we watched. We switched the channel. Are you kidding?
That's too bad.
That's when they pens start coming out and they start writing on furniture and things. Oh. You can't let kids be bored in a room or they just start ruining stuff.
That is true. Can't have nice things.
Yeah, I got pen marks on my couch and my walls.
Everybody's got that, you know. That's why I moved out of that house. I had crayon everywhere.
Oh, really?
Trying to clean that off a wall? Impossible.
Bunny. The TP post is on a Facebook group called I Grew Up in Newport Beach Before It Was Called the OC. You'd love it. Okay. That's funny. Yeah, Orange County was like the bitch sister of L.A. So no one walked around going, I'm from Orange County. You just didn't say that. You might say the name of your town, but it wasn't something to be proud of until I guess they turned it into a TV show.
And called it the OC. Cute name.
And suddenly
cute
it's got
girls.
Credibility. Okay, whatever.
Sunshine, Southern California. Oh, my God. You must have seen that SNL skit they do called The Californians.
That's a dumb skit that's insulting to every Californian ever born.
You're wrong. It's so freaking funny. It's just perfect in every
it's
way.
It's not. It isn't. Yeah, it is. It's not okay.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay.
You know what? I'm so out of time. I guess for sending texts, everyone. And we love you. And
see you
we'll
in a second.
Goodbye in a few.
Sarah and Vinny.
Bye.
Is that it? I think that's really all there is to say. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for understanding that we need a break. And, I guess we'll see you back here on week 19 of the lockdown. Although, by then, as Vinny mentioned, it's probably going to be over.
It should be. I mean, that's the rumor going around. But I just want to mention real quick, if you don't know, we love doing this for you. I'll say it now. We love doing this for you. But bye.
Yeah. Hey, I would ask you what your plans are, but I know you don't have any, and neither do I. See you back here after two incredibly wonderful, boring weeks.
Bye.
The end.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.